Looks like Instagram is going beyond the square photo format. What does that mean? All coming up on this episode of The Daily Jax with Jacqueline Jax on AVA Live Radio. It looks like Facebook's Instagram is preparing to move beyond the square photo format. That recently came up. 38-year-old Instagram head Masri shed some light upon the social media app expansion, and it was in a recent video. This 11-year-old service development is trying and testing new features always, but this is something kind of interesting. As an aside, more than a few of the responses to the message were penned by fans who were interested in having their locked Instagram accounts reinstated, as opposed to learning about the video-centered updates. Yeah, I know there were so many people who have been locked out of Instagram lately that this video has just filled up with people asking to be reinstated, which is pretty funny. I don't know. Little caveat on that side. So the video is driving an immense amount of growth online for all the major platforms right now. And it said in a brief video recently that it's one that I think we need to learn more about and lean into. I want to start by saying we're no longer a photo sharing app, he said, and a square photo sharing app at that. The number one reason people say they are using Instagram in research is to be entertained. So people are looking for that. According to this recent video, it was said that they're trying to lean into that trend of entertainment. So they want to come up with ways for people to move past that photo and into actually entertaining the groups of people that they have, with a lot of video too. Because let's be honest, there's some serious competition right now. He said TikTok is huge and they're going to 3-minute videos. YouTube is even bigger and have always been the leader. And there's lots of other upstarters as well that are competing against this. So people are looking to Instagram to be entertained, and there's stiff competition out there with Green Room coming from Spotify and Clubhouse already embracing a lot of people. I mean, people's attention spans are across the board broken up. So no one app really has it all, but Instagram is trying to make those changes and proceed to cover that video recommendation, that video thing, to compete with YouTube and TikTok and others in the directions that they're moving as they switch their platforms. I mean, I just recently covered a story this week about TikTok extending its video length to 3 minutes. So that's a little caveat that you might want to go back and check out on the platform. But what we're going to see over the next couple of months really is them starting to experiment more in the space of what they call recommendations. One big update is going to be those recommendations, showing you things in your feed that you may not be following yet. They just started testing on early versions of that last week, and this week there's a new version that's coming out with topics where you can say which topic you want to see more or less of. I think that's great, because right now, if you follow a hashtag, it does give you more, right? It gives you first, I think it prioritizes the people that you're following that have posted in that hashtag, and then it starts giving you more of everything else. But now I think in the feed in general, you're going to start being able to see trending content that you might be interested in and discover more on the platform. I think personally, I feel a little boxed in on Instagram, so I go and search hashtags all the time, but it doesn't necessarily lead me to anywhere great. So I also go to the explore page and I see more videos of what I just looked at. And that's pretty cool, but it'd be interesting to see Instagram actually reading my mind and delivering it to me in my newsfeed as well. Because I do tend to see the same people over and over again. And it's like the same 10 people, right? And other than that, every time I open the app, it's again the same 10 people, even though I'm following thousands. So it'd be nice to break that up and see something different and immersive and something more entertaining than just the same faces. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that if you want to keep people on the platform, you really have to like tune it up a little bit, right? Otherwise, people will dive off the newsfeed and they won't go back. They'll go just to the explore page. So given the key role that the controversial TikTok has played in helping certain songs and artists find commercial success and popularity, It'll be interesting to follow the long-term impact Instagram pivots towards video. I mean, after all, you can make a reel pulling a song of anybody's music from Spotify and using it in your reel. So that in itself is really cool, especially as so many people can't do that on other platforms, right? Without getting a copyright strike. So that in itself has been really neat. I know I make a lot of reels for indie artists that I've been working with, and it's been really handy to be able to create something cool in the stories and then save it to the phone and then upload it and add their music to it. It's really simple to do, but if we could even move past that with a little longer video, that might be really fun too. It'll be interesting anyway to see how this impacts Instagram as it pivots more towards video. So as a musician, definitely just start collecting videos like crazy. YouTube, which said last month that it had paid about $4 billion to the music industry over the past year, is continuing to expand its TikTok competitor, which is Shorts, whereas TikTok itself has partnered with Sirius XM on several audio initiatives. More to come on AVA Live Radio with Jacqueline Jax. This is the Daily Jax, always bringing you something new that's going on in our social sphere, especially in the music business. So be sure to follow us here on AVA Live Radio podcast, wherever you're listening to this. Have a great day and catch me on Instagram at Jacqueline Jax. Also, if you want to learn about some new artists, you can discover them on our website at avaliveradio.com. Info. Talk to you soon.